Why do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. The name of our lesson is called Ichyo, Ichyo. It's a number, and this is actually a project or an event. It's a fundraising event that is put on every year by an organization that is out to save lives. Well, in this event, Ichyo, Ichyo, actually it's a biking event. Have you ever participated in a biking event of any kind, Carolyn?
Well, I actually haven't, but after reading this article, I would like to. They have a lot of different kinds of events for people who have all sorts of biking experience. So I think that I would be able to participate in at least one of these events, and it's for a great cause.
Yes, it is. And actually, I've actually participated in Ichyo Ichyo's biking events before, and I love the idea of working alongside of them and helping them as they are out to save people who are in need. Okay, well, we're going to learn all about how they do this in our lesson, so let's get started.
Ichyo Ichyo. Their motto, to save. Instead of just giving money, you can see how it's used and meet the people it helps. It doesn't take that much to be a blessing to others, says Stephen Pan. Stephen is one of the bicyclists in the Ichyo Ichyo Ride for Love campaign. Started in 2002 as a project of the Chinese Christian Relief Association, the Ichyo Ichyo Ride for Love serves the poorest of the poor. Three yearly biking events enable Ichyo Ichyo to raise awareness and funds.
Hello, friends. This is your word lady, Ellen. In a season often associated with good works and good cheer, what is more appropriate than learning about a charity who holds an annual event called 1919 Ride for Love? Let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day before we begin the article. Blessing. Blessing is a noun. Sylvia always helps others in need. She is such a blessing to them. Campaign. Campaign is a noun. The city's newest campaign involves cleaning up different neighborhoods. Accompany. Accompany is a verb. Shirley's husband is going to accompany her to Europe. Hardy. Hardy is an adjective. Little Ben has a very hearty appetite. He eats everything his mom gives him. Your more information words are Chinese Christian Relief Association. Chinese Christian Relief Association is a noun. Scavenger hunt. Scavenger hunt is a noun. Sounds like an interesting article. Let's get started.
They do put on a lot of events that are very worthwhile. Now, going back to the beginning here, we see their motto, to save. And you might be wondering, what kind of a motto is that, to save? But, Gabe, what does Ichyo Ichyo mean?
Well, Ichyo Ichyo could sound like Yao Jiu as well. And of course, that in Chinese means to save or I need to be saved. Yao Jiu, Yao Jiu. So, this organization is out to save. That's their motto, to save.
Ah, so they are trying to save people from the bad situations that they might find themselves in life, because there are lots of bad things that happen and they need to be saved. Well, before we get too far into our article, why don't we watch a video about the Chinese Christian Relief Association?
全台超过十万名弱势家庭儿童放学后无人陪伴。不要让孩子的希望熄灭，请捐款支持基督教救助协会课后陪读计划，用爱与陪伴帮弱势家庭的孩子点亮希望。午安希望课后陪读计划，
谢谢你。
Okay, so that was just a little introduction to this organization, the CCRA, or the Chinese Christian Relief Association. Well, we see a quote here right at the beginning of our lesson. Instead of just giving money, you can see how it's used and meet the people it helps. It doesn't take that much to be a blessing to others, says Stephen Pan.
Wow, that is a great quote, and I think it is so true. It doesn't take that much to be a blessing to others. Now, let's take a look at that phrase right there in the beginning of this sentence. It doesn't take much to do something. Mm-hmm. So, if it doesn't take much, that means it's very easy. It's not hard or difficult or complicated, right, Gabe?
That's right, and you can add other words to this phrase. It doesn't take much...time to do this task. It doesn't take much energy to get out and do that. It doesn't take much gas to drive from here to there. Think about other ways you can use this phrase. It doesn't take much to do something.
Well, it doesn't take much to show you care, and it doesn't take that much to be a blessing to others. And blessing is another great word that we want to look at.Something that is a blessing is something good, something that you are very grateful to have. And it makes me think of blessings from God, the good things that He gives us.
That's right. And of course, we often talk about counting our blessings. If ever you're having a bad day and you're not sure what's going on in life, well, of course, it's important to count your blessings. Think about the good things that are going on in your life.And of course, this word can also be an adjective. You could talk about being blessed or feeling blessed. And you know, I think it's really important to pray that you will be a blessing to other people wherever you go.
I think that is very true as well. And this was a quote, and we learn a little bit about the person who said it. Stephen is one of the bicyclists in the Ijo Ijo Ride for Love campaign.
Well, hey, we have a word right there from our word bank, campaign. Now, what is a campaign? There are many different kinds of campaigns. That is a joined effort to do something or to promote some kind of idea. It makes me think of the One campaign, which was started by Bono, the lead singer of U2.And this is a campaign to fight extreme poverty. So that's one kind of campaign, but there are many different kinds of campaigns out there.
There are many kinds of campaigns, and a campaign could be political as well as social. Politicians will start a campaign. Maybe they want to raise money for their election, or they want to raise awareness about a certain issue that is important to them.Well, we saw a word in that sentence there, bicyclist. And Stephen can have some information for us about that in the info cloud.
If you ride a bicycle, you can call yourself a bicyclist, but don't say you're a biker.
Why not? Isn't bike a short form of bicycle, you ask? Well, bike is also a short form of motorbike. So a biker, to most people, is a motorcycle rider.
Now, there's also the term cyclist, which refers to someone who's into cycling. And cycling is a short form of bicycling.
So by definition, bicyclist and cyclist are the same.But there is a certain connotation that comes with the word cycling. When I hear cycling, I think of Tour de France or very serious bicycling.
Me too, Ken. Now, most everyday people who ride a bike tend not to think of themselves as cyclists. More often, it's a word that applies to professionals and people more serious about riding than they are.
Right. A cyclist refers to a roadie, or someone who rides a road bike, and he's always dressed in a skin-tight jersey covered in logos and wears a teardrop helmet.
Bicyclist, on the other hand, is more encompassing. It includes anyone who rides a bicycle for transportation or pleasure. A bicyclist may be wearing street clothes when he rides his bike, but not a cyclist.
脚踏车是 bicycle, 那骑脚踏车的人应该叫什么呢？你也许觉得脚踏车也叫 bike, 那 biker 不也可以表示脚踏车骑士吗？其实 biker 在美国一般是指摩托车骑士，因为 bike 也是 motorbike 的简称。另外还有一个字是 cyclist, 这个字你如果查字典也会看到是脚踏车骑士，但 cyclist 会让人联想到专业的公路车骑士，像是参加环法自行车赛的选手。一般人比较少会用 cyclist 来形容每天骑脚踏车通勤或上菜市场的骑士。最广泛形容脚踏车骑士的字还是今天课文中用的 bicyclist。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. Well, are you a bicyclist or a cyclist? Okay, let's continue here learning about Ijo Ijo. Started in 2002 as a project of the Chinese Christian Relief Association, the 1919, or Ijo Ijo Ride for Love, serves the poorest of the poor. The poorest of the poor, okay? So they serve people in need.
Yes, they do, and we have a great video with Stephen Pan in it. Let's watch that now.
Go! Go! 希望这次能够多募一些款，能够帮助更多的人。赞 ！I'm ready to go.
好，准备出发。
胸膛倾倒饶恕的芬芳，
到台北了，太感动了，太感动了。
All right, well, in case you're wondering who Stephen Pan is, he was the one that looked in the camera and said, I'm ready to go. Okay, so that's who we have been quoting so far today in our lesson. Now let's continue learning about Ijo Ijo. 3 yearly biking events enable Ijo Ijo to raise awareness and funds. Okay, so this is a fundraising event. It raises funds.
That's right, and right now it is time for us to raise our awareness and our English speaking ability by learning with Nichelle in the Language Lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点我们看 blessing 这个名词。Blessing 是指祝福。例如 one of the blessings of living close to my parents is that I can see them a lot. 住在父母亲附近的祝福之一就是我可以常常看到他们。它的动词是 bless, B-L-E-S-S, 意思就是祝福、保佑或者是为某个对象祈福。例如 bless you, my darling, 亲爱的愿上帝祝福你。 继续我们看的是 Chinese Christian Relief Association 这个名词里面的 relief 这个字。relief 本来是指解脱、欣慰或安心，但是在这里是指救济或者是救济物资。例如 ,An international relief operation was activated to help the tsunami victims. 一项国际性的救济行动启动了，为了要帮助这些海啸的受难者。所以 ,Chinese Christian Relief Association 就是指中华基督教救助协会。
Today we're beginning a lesson called Ijo Ijo, and we have a lot to learn about this project, this fundraising event put on by the Chinese Christian Relief Association. And of course, this organization is out to help the poorest of the poor. So far we've learned from one person who takes part in the Ijo Ijo events, Stephen Pan. And of course he says it doesn't take much to be a blessing to others. Well, let's continue learning right now.
Ijo Ijo, a company writing. On 8 Saturdays from October through December, a company writing events take place. Each event is around 25 kilometers. A total of 10,000 people participate. The entire family can join the fun.The challenge. The first Saturday in October, around 1,000 riders bike 30 kilometers and engage in activities from rope climbing to scavenger hunts. The Ride for Love. From December 22 to January 4, 38 people will ride around the island. These biking enthusiasts raise at least 75,000 NT dollars each to participate. Plus, they pay 30,000 NT dollars for food and hotels.They stop twice a day at supported villages and are always met with a hearty welcome. Meeting kids in countryside villages with basically nothing is a very moving experience, states Stephen.
Well, these are some wonderful events that are put on by Ijo Ijo each year. And the first one we see here is a company riding.Now, right there in that title, accompany is a word from our word bank. Now, if you accompany something, that means you go along with it. You are part of doing that event or participating in some way.
Now, sometimes you might use this word to mean go with me somewhere. So, for instance, I'm going to the store. I need to get some groceries. Can you accompany me to the store? Can you go with me to the store?
Or, who will accompany you in Ijo Ijo's accompany riding event? We read, On 8 Saturdays from October through December, accompany riding events take place.
Okay, so these events happen, they take place, and each event is around 25 kilometers. So that's not a short distance, but it's something that I think you can do. A total of 10,000 people participate.It's also not a small event. Lots of people are joining in the fun.
That's right. The entire family can join the fun. So this is a huge event that everyone can enjoy. And a lot of people do enjoy it if there are 10,000 participants each year.
Okay, so that was the accompany ride. And now there's something a little more difficult, the challenge.The first Saturday in October, around 1,000 riders bike 30 kilometers and engage in activities from rope climbing to scavenger hunts. So it's not just a simple bike ride. There are a lot of other things involved.
And that is why it is the challenge. It is not just riding a bike. And They're not riding for a short distance either. Nope. They are going 30 kilometers, and then there's rope climbing and scavenger hunts. This is not an easy activity, so you need to be prepared if you want to join the challenge.
And actually, last year I did join the challenge. It wasn't just a 30-kilometer ride. It was 80 kilometers on top of these other activities. We did a scavenger hunt, and we built a raft out of big tubs and ropes and bamboo poles, and we had to ride across a lake on our raft that we made. It was a lot of fun.
And it also sounds very challenging. Well, we have another one here, another great event, the Ride for Love. From December 22nd to January 4th, 38 people will ride around the island. So, all around the island of Taiwan.
Okay, so 38 people. That's not a large amount of people, but it seems like these people are up for a challenge. These biking enthusiasts raise at least 75,000 NT dollars each to participate. All right, they raise this money each to participate. So that's a lot of money they need to raise.
It is. Plus, they pay 30,000 NT dollars for food and hotels. They stop twice a day at supported villages and are always met with a hearty welcome.
Well, let's talk about that hearty word there. The word is hearty, and that is something that describes you putting your whole heart into something. It's not half-hearted. It's not like they're saying, oh, hi, welcome to our town. No, it's a hearty welcome. Welcome to our town. We're so glad you're here. That's a hearty welcome.
It is. It should be friendly and enthusiastic. And we have another quote. Meeting kids in countryside villages with basically nothing is a very moving experience, states Stephen. And it would be a very moving experience. Well, right now, it's time for us to continue learning with Liz in the Grammar Gym. Then we'll join Michelle in the Language Lab.
Welcome to the Grammar Gym, friends. My name is Liz. In today's article, we see this sentence. Meeting kids in countryside villages with basically nothing is a very moving experience. That's our grammar tip sentence. Our focus today is on the phrase moving experience. Here, the word moving means with very strong feelings, oftentimes to the point of crying. So, a moving experience is an experience that involves strong feelings. And in the case of today's sentence, it just means meeting kids in the countryside villages with basically nothing is an experience that can make a person feel very sad. Where else can a person have a moving experience? Sometimes you see people cry in movie theaters because the story or message is very powerful. Then we can say, watching movies can be a moving experience. Or, it was a moving experience watching the bride and groom express their gratitude to their parents. If you turn to today's grammar tip section in your magazine, you'll find more examples there. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
好，接下来我们看的是 accompany 这个动词 ，ac 这个字首有去的意思。Company 这个名词是指陪伴或陪同，所以 accompany 是指伴随或陪同。例如 ，Andrew insisted on accompanying us home. Andrew 坚持要陪我们回家，或者是 Patrick accompanied his grandmother when she went to the hospital for a checkup. Patrick 的奶奶去医院做检查的时候，他陪同他一起去。继续我们看的是 scavenger hunt 这个名词。Scavenger 是指捡破烂的人、清洁工或者是食腐肉的动物。例如 ,at the dump site, you can see hundreds of scavengers looking for things they can use. 在垃圾山你可以看到上百个拾荒者在寻找他们可用的东西。但是 scavenger hunt 是指寻宝游戏。例如 ,the kids had a great time on a scavenger hunt in the backyard. 孩子们在后院玩寻宝游戏玩得非常开心。And now, back to our lesson.
We've talked about three great events today that are all part of the Ijo Ijo campaign. Now, I wonder, do any of these events interest you? Would you want to participate, Gabe?
Well, as I shared before, I have participated in the challenge, and I really enjoyed it. I want to do it again and maybe do some different activities in the future, like rock climbing. Maybe that's an option. What about you, Carolyn?
Well, I really like the idea of accompany riding. It sounds like a really fun experience with 10,000 other people. Well, if you are interested in participating, you can find the dates and locations for those events on page 33 of your magazine.
All right. Well, of course, we have a lot more to learn about Ijo next time, so please return and join us here at Studio Classroom.
See you then.